Strong winds in the forecast for the central and south coast, leading to potentially dangerous brush fire conditions.
Our red flag warning that we have in effect for most of LA and Ventura County is in effect to 6 p.m. on Friday. When we're looking at the time period for the peak winds, so that will be the strongest winds we'll experience with this event, that's sort of a narrower time frame. That would be Thursday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Lisa Phillips is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Oxnard. Phillips explains what's causing the strong wind.
We get these high wind events when there is a strong difference in pressure between where we are and inland of us. We call it a pressure gradient. That causes the winds to accelerate, and when they're going through valleys and over the mountains, that causes them to speed up even more. And we're also getting that wind coming from the desert, so it tends to be relatively dry. In this case, it'll be a little bit cooler because it's coming behind a cold front. So it'll be fairly dry, so that causes us to have concerns about fire weather.
The wind isn't predicted to be strong enough to trigger a red flag warning for Santa Barbara and San Luis Obispo counties. Still, firefighters throughout the region are geared up to deal with brush fires. Captain Brian McGrath is with the Ventura County Fire Department.
When it moves us to a higher burn index, when there's more probability for a higher activity, fire activity, we have emergency plans set up. We have extra personnel on hand, extra fire equipment, as well as extra helicopters and bulldozers. We essentially have everything that we're going to need to fulfill a brush fire initial assignment.
One of the safety tools being used for the wind and fire threat that it poses statewide is public safety power shutoffs. While hundreds of thousands of PG&E customers are impacted in Northern California, Santa Barbara and San Luis Obispo counties are unaffected. In Ventura County, more than 20,000 Southern California Edison customers were notified they could be impacted. The notice includes parts of Fillmore, Camarillo, Moore Park, Simi Valley, the Santa Rosa Valley, Piru, and Santa Susana. Edison has a team of meteorologists to help determine when shutoffs are necessary.
We have our own meteorologist at Southern California Edison, and they're able to take data from 400 weather stations throughout our territory, and they look at things like the wind, the temperature, the humidity, and perhaps the dryness of the vegetation. We also have people actually out in the field monitoring conditions who can tell us if they think that the weather has gotten too dangerous and that we should turn off the power.
Mary Ann Milburn is with Edison. She says they'll try to use the information they gather for focused rather than blanket power shutoffs if necessary.
Our meteorologists doing this is so important. We can get very precise information about those areas that we know are prone to high winds, high fire conditions. And we can look at those, target them, and if we must turn off the power, we can focus just on those rather than, let's say, an entire community or an entire county.
She says if you haven't signed up for alerts, you should to stay informed.
The most important thing they can do to help themselves is to make sure that we at Edison have their most up-to-date contact information, because we can send out alert either by phone, by email or text, or all three if that's what you want, to let people know that there are areas being considered for a possible power shutoff. We'll let them know if there's a power shutoff taking place, and we'll also let them know when power is restored. They can go online to www.sce.com/outage-alerts.
And Edison and PG&E officials caution that when shutoffs are used, the power won't be turned back on immediately after the wind eases. Crews will go inspect lines first, a process which could potentially take hours or even a day. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.